Hey guys, welcome to the second NLSC podcast. I'm Zhao Smeng, and I'm here with Leftos.
Hello guys.
And P-Dub, aka Patrick.
Hey, what's up?
So we're here to talk about all the things that have happened in the past week with NBA 2K13. We mentioned NBA Live 13, and give you a little update on what's going on in the community. So first off, in the community, we have a bunch of roster updates and other patches for you guys to download. We actually have an updated roster for NBA 2K11 on the Xbox 360, which is a little strange. But even stranger, Hawk23, the guy who usually does the Ultimate Base roster stuff, he released a patch collection for NBA Live 99. Then we have, of course, more graphic updates from Coolum and Sean John. They're just doing great things with the graphics of NBA 2K12. We have roster or complete total conversion roster updates for the 1993, 1995, 1998, 2011, and other retro years. And a good guy, Bassman58, put up a general 2K12 editing tips for jerseys and other things. And I have been working on an update for NBA Live 2004, updates the roster to modern, all the graphics, all the courts. And you can check out my video and thread on that. And I think that's about it for the community stuff. Is there anything that you guys saw?
I'm just surprised that there's still mods coming out for such old games. I mean, did you how old was the oldest one you mentioned?
NBA Live 99. Mods?
99.
Yeah. As I said, I'm working on NBA Live 2004, and that's actually all I've been playing for the past week. I haven't played 2K12 at all this week.
Seriously? Why is that?
I think I just wanted to play something different, and I talked about this in my YouTube video where I was showing off, you know, what I've gotten updated, and I haven't updated really anything. I made some Brooklyn uniforms and a court, but I found all these updates on a Chinese website. And they've taken all of the various updates for NBA Live 2003 and 2004 and kind of combined them into an update for 04. And all I did was updated the rosters to as of a week ago with the Dwight Howard trade and everything. And slowly I'm just going to try to make that game my own. And that's kind of why I think I'm doing this. 2K12 is very moddable. We can change the graphics, we can change the players, we can change the teams, we can do a lot with that game. But we can't do the things that we can do with the old NBA Lives. I can change the menus around, I can change the soundtrack, something we can't do in 2K. I think it's just the fact that I can do so much with the game is what's making it so appealing to me.
Yeah, you make a really good point, because I don't think the developers of those games understand how much we enjoy customizing the game. I remember an older developer of NBA Live saying that they like that we can modify the game, but that's not why they make it. And I don't agree with that. I think that everybody who plays the game would like to be able to make it their own if it's something like a sports game where you can offer some customization, like create a player or trade around teams. I think it's important to add a level of customization, whether it's custom teams or game face, uploading your own face. The technology's there. It's just, you should really be going into the customization. You look at the mods of other games, non-sports games, and customization is huge. Remember, go back to 1999 or 1998. Counter-Strike was a user-made mod for Half-Life of Valve, and it turned into an actual game. It's absolutely ridiculous for them to just sort of pass it off. It's like, oh, it's cool if they can do that, but that's not why we make the game. If they actually integrated customization into their games the way we do it, I think it would actually be a huge positive for not only their sales, but just the general take on their game, being able to customize it the way you want. It would satisfy both arcade and sim players.
Do you think there's licensing trouble in doing that?
Absolutely.
Well, definitely. Yeah, I mean, they can't release a game that can have NCAA and FIBA and EuroLeague and all the other leagues that we do, that we make each year for the PC versions of these games. And if, if you noticed, you know, they'll retweet the videos, the developers of 2K will retweet the videos of that Shady does of all of our mods. But not once will we get a retweet or any kind of official mention about the Ultimate Base roster, about the NCAA mod, about anything we do, even though we get, you know, coverage on Kotaku and all the other, you know, big name sports places. It still doesn't matter. They're not going to officially recognize it, because I'm sure there's some kind of legal issue with it, that if they recognize it, then it's marketing another league to purchase their game. So, but I mean, the customization is definitely a huge thing, and I definitely agree with that. And that's why, that is why I've gone back to 04. There's the issue of only 29 teams in Dynasty, because the Bobcats didn't exist then. which is hilarious to think that I'm actually playing a game that old and enjoying it. But one thing I mentioned on Twitter last night was just, I guess I'm not excited at all for 2K13. I'm excited to play it, but I'm not hyped to the point where I can't play 2K12 and I can't play other games, if that makes sense. I like what I'm hearing. I know we're going to get a good game. I know I'm going to get a game that's, you know, probably going to last me until next year. But in the meantime, I know it's not out yet. There's not a demo. I can't play it. So why should I just spend all my time, you know, worked up in it, rather than enjoy myself with something else?
That's a healthy approach, but it's not like 2K13 hasn't given us things to get excited over. I mean, with the second developer video coming out and the achievements list being released, there's certainly some stuff that gets me and you and Patrick and Andrew, who is not with us today, all excited. I mean, Blacktop is mentioned in the achievements, which I'm sure has got you all giddy,
you know,
and excited.
You know, my little Blacktop group, me, Shorty UBK, and Gogo Dantes, you know, we all had our collective celebration when we saw that Blacktop mode was mentioned in the achievements. But Gogo Dantes, you know, kind of ruined it all, because he mentioned, you know, we know that there's online Blacktop for this My Team, whatever it might be, but we don't know if it's the Blacktop we got in 2K11 or if it's a Blacktop we got in 2K12, because this year's Blacktop was really, you know, lacking customization and all that fun, which, you know, the three of us really loved. So it should be, I'm at least excited, because that means there's going to be street courts in the game and something for me to make a street mod with, at the very least. But knowing that there's some kind of Blacktop mode and hopefully online works with PC this year, that's enough for me to get as giddy and as excited as I did in that video, where I proclaim that Blacktop is in NBA 2K13 and it's the best thing in the world. Oh, and also the achievements were released.
Now, looking at the achievements and that Blacktop, if you look at that achievement for the Blacktop, playing the Blacktop game online, it says, on the road again, play a My Player Blacktop game online. But then there's a My Team, and then there's a My Career. What do you think? You think my team is possibly the return of Crew?
What's the difference between my player
and My Career?
Does it differentiate my player and my career?
It says play a My Player Blacktop game online. And then on other achievements, it says My Career. And then the one above it says My Team. So could there be a My Player Crew called My Team? And what's the difference between My Career and My Player? Are they going to be able to integrate My Player with other modes?
Well, first of all, like, when I first heard My Team, I immediately thought Crew, and I was a little excited. I did, you know, play a little bit of the Crew games, but I didn't get too far into it. But the My Career seems like a completely different thing than, well, I mean, it sounds like My Player with its achievements, where it's like getting fans, scoring points, all those kind of things. But I think it was it you, Leftos, that said that My Team could be the equivalent of the fancy teams that we see in Madden and FIFA?
It's been a really successful strategy. I mean, many companies go free to play, pay to get more as time passes because of piracy and whatnot. So especially with the mention of booster packs, boosters, as 2K calls them, which seem to me like the equivalent of the booster packs for the ultimate team modes in Madden and FIFA. Well, what these teams do, it's really a different concept. I mean, you get some free stuff to create your own ultimate team to get online, and as you pay, you get booster packs, so you can add more successful players to your ultimate team and get and I think that there's some correlation there that makes me wonder if Crew is actually back, or if we're going, if 2K is going for something similar. And there's a lot of money to be made out of those modes, as FIFA and Madden have proved. And but Crew, I mean, okay, 2K has already shown that it's listening to the community. I mean, it may have not patched many of 2K12's problems, but 2K13 and their first gameplay videos mentioned many stuff fixed that the community mentioned during 2K12's lifespan. And Crew, I can't stop hearing complaints about Crew being left out of 2K12. So I can't put my bet on either case. I can't say for sure that it's not Crew. I can't be sure that it is Crew. So we just have to wait and see.
Now, I do believe there's an achievement in there that talks about pickup games, right?
I think you're right. I'll have to.
Because did you ever play a game with 10 other or 9 other human-controlled players?
My internet connection wouldn't allow that. I mean, there's too much, there's too high pings here to go. I mean, I have played one-on-one games. Regular online games where where each one controls a whole team, but I wouldn't be able to. I tried a team up once, and oh my god, it was a lag fest for me. I had to quit in the first minute.
Oh, wow. Because, you know, Pat and I think we can attest to that with every player being human, it can take it can make a bad game good, because, you know, we both did that with NBA Live 08, and I had a blast with it.
Yeah.
There is a team map achievement. It's called the sum of its parts, and it is in 2K13.
I mean, and team up was in 2K12. So.
Yeah. But they still have to improve their online infrastructure. I mean,
oh god, yes.
People still talk about it, but most people play offline because online is so bad.
And you know, it goes into the whole: are they finally going to update the PC online, and so we don't have to play with PS2 graphics and Wii graphics online? Which unfortunately, we still haven't gotten an official response on as to why that happens.
And it's been quite some years that we've been asking that.
Yeah, ever since 2K10, since the PC got online.
Yeah.
And what bothers me about it is that 2K actually released, 2K China released NBA 2K Online in the Asian markets, and that game has the full graphics online.
That's for PC?
That's for PC, but it's only for Asian markets. Oh. So, but I mean, where we have those, you know, inadequacies, you know, that's where we as a community come in and at least make the single player so much better than what the single player is on the consoles.
Okay. So, what has gotten you the most excited? I mean, John, you've already said that you're not that excited about 2K13, and you've already talked about Blacktop, but is there something else? And then you, Patrick, what has you most excited about the game right now?
Well, like I said last week, you know, I really think that the animation fluidity is the best thing they have going for them right now. Other than that, I'm excited to see what they've done with the offline game modes, because it sounds like they've actually put some effort into updating the game modes to something better than what we've had the past couple of years. There's the speculation that they've really updated association mode and that my career, my player combination and my team. It sounds like they've done a lot to keep people to increase the replayability of the game.
Patrick?
I gotta agree with him. their animations are, it's always been top notch, but they may have relied on them too much. I think the one thing I'm very happy of when they talk about the moving the dribbling to the right stick is that having it on the left stick was actually introducing lag, and that's one of the things I hated because I could never get the angles correct with ISO motion. I couldn't really get something to look real. It was always off a little bit or dribbling into a defender or even crossing over in the wrong direction while still passing him. I think with the right stick, it'll take away that lag, and I think that's one of the things I'm most interested in as far as the controls are concerned. And maybe that'll actually even help the post game, which they had already improved.
And yeah, you've pretty much covered everything I wanted to say about 2K13. I mean, I'm impressed by the animation fluidity. I'm an association guy myself, so the mention of total sim control in the achievements is... we have no idea what it is, but I can only hope it's a good thing and that John's guess that they've got a new, completely or mostly new association mode going is keeping me excited, and we're really close. We're 5 days away from September when they said they were going to talk about game modes, and I'm really excited to hear more about what they've done as far as offline goes. I mean, I'd love to play online, but I won't be thinking about that unless I hear something big coming up. Like, we've completely fixed online. PC gamers will have perfect graphics and no lag. Until I hear something like that, I'm keeping myself locked on the offline modes.
And that's a safe way to do it, because just with the track record, you know, we just got to expect that we're going to get some kind of game from 2K. It's probably okay port of it. You know, we're not going to have the full graphics that the console has until we mod it, and we're not going to have the full compatibility, because I mean it is difficult, you know, going from a console to the PC version, because you're going from a fixed system, closed system, to something that has to be able to work with all these kinds of video cards and processors and everything. And then also to deal with all the different digital distribution companies. But I mean, you know, that's a lot of PC talk. So why don't we talk about a game that, you know, is not coming to PC and might not be coming at all. This week we have NBA Live 13, a leaked video that came out. And I know for a fact that my opinion differs from everything that I've read on both our forums and other communities around on the internet. I guess the best thing to start off discussion with that video, without going into too much detail about it, is if you agree that this is a old build from a couple months ago, I mean, would you buy it if they have a couple months to, you know, clean that up?
Silence.
Yeah.
I mean, that could be your answer.
Just because of them being out of the game for a couple of years and me having a little bit of extra change, I think I would actually buy it.
Okay. And, you know, Leftos, are you going to drop the dime on it?
You know, it's hard for me to talk about that because I know a bit more about how things like that go and how development works, and if they really got a new team on the game, I don't know how soon it's going to be until they get a proper game out there. The game in its current state, in what I saw in the video, even if it's an old build and they have 3 months of development ahead of them, I'm still not sure if I would buy the game. I mean, I have limited access to an Xbox because I have to visit my brother in order to play anything on the Xbox. But even so, even if I did have good access to it, that regular access to an Xbox, no. Okay. I can't say I would be putting my money on that yet.
Okay, well,
Unless something big comes out, a new video that shows something completely improved on many of the fronts that I have issues with, maybe then. But If on 3 months of development on that video, no.
Okay, well, I ain't swimming in money, and I don't have, you know, extra change to throw around or anything. But I promise you that if that game, what we saw in that video even, was put onto a disc and sold for $60, I would still frickin' buy it.
Oh, come on.
I am not kidding you. And I mean, and yes, I am one of those people that if anyone listening, if you have a copy of NBA Elite 11 for PS3, I will give you $200 for it right now. But I'm and being honest.
What's wrong with you?
I am. I mean, remember, I've been playing NBA Live 2004 for the past week because I'm getting sick of 2K. And I am waiting for an alternative of something different to play. I don't care if it has the animation fluidity. I don't care if it has the proper gameplay. I just want something different to play to give me some kind of entertainment. And I don't care if it's trash. I played NBA Live 07. I played NBA Live 06. And I got enjoyment out of those games. And what's nice about it is that from the gameplay I saw, there were little aspects of that gameplay that I did like enough to warrant buying the game and that could keep me entertained for some portion of time. I'm not saying that this is a game that's going to compete with 2K13 in my book. I'd probably play 2K13 more than that. But for the collisions and the other little nice things, the spacing and the presentation, I think I could actually get into that game and play it.
The
especially
spacing.
If it, I thought it had good spacing.
Didn't you see that part where everybody was on one side of the court and they were just passing back and forth? Didn't you see that part? They were all stuck in one little corner of the court, and it was not the user. It was the computer. It was a computer playing Oklahoma City, and they were all stuck in that little left corner of the court. You know, they were trying to pass back and forth and ended up shooting a three or something.
Well, good. I saw it when the user had the ball and would pass it around and move around on the court. I thought that I saw the computer teammates moving around better than I agree. The CPU wasn't that great, but I don't really give a crap about the CPU doing good. I just want to defend, get the ball back, and go down and dunk it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a good game. I'm not saying what I saw is a great game that everyone should love, and you're wrong if you disagree with me. I know I'm the minority. I'm just giving out my opinion that I would pay $60 for what I saw.
No. I think we're...
I don't think there'd be a lot of people with me.
We're going around asking the wrong question. I mean, the question I want to ask is, do we give EA the time to polish this and turn this into a good game, which we know they can do if they put enough time on it and if they ignore the deadline they set for themselves and releasing the game in October 2012. Will people give EA enough time to get a good game out there, or is their credibility already ruined from Elite 11?
Well, I think that video almost looks like Elite 11 2.0, and I know some other people have said that, but I see things from Elite in that video, and it's a lot of it is the sliding and the collision, which is actually a good thing, but I just see randomness over there. I'm actually looking at this part right now in the video where they're passing back and forth in this one corner, and they didn't actually get off a shot. They actually got the ball stolen. It was so weird. It was in the first 4 minutes of the video, and they just passed it back to Westbrook, passed it back to Kevin Durant, pass it in, force pass to Ibaka, got stolen. And it was just really, that doesn't make the whole entire video, but it was just really bad. I did not see the move with the purpose. I did not see the smart, spectacular gameplay. I see what looks like a laggy inbound mechanic, maybe from an older version of NBA Live where you can't pass it in until the guys get back, or who knows. There's so much wrong with this that needs to be looked at and updated or fixed. I mean, the models are horrible. Most of the graphics are actually pretty good,
but the models are terrible.
The models are terrible. They look like slender football players with big shoulders and incredibly long torsos. The jersey tops are too long. I see some of the technology from Elite 11 is still there. Mm-hmm. It looks like the inverse kinematics where the hand actually reaches for the ball instead of a predetermined animation is still there. It looks like that is there. It looks like the real-time physics is still there a little bit. I don't know about the person who's playing. Maybe he didn't know the controls. The camera looks like it could use the work. I mean, I could go on and on, but I mean,
oh, yeah.
I really hope that this is actually a 2 to 3 year old build.
I'm and three, why?
two to three year old?
Yes, well, exactly.
Well, see, and that's the fun part about it. It's because a lot of people are saying that this is a current build. This is a lie because we saw something different at E3. And I mean, who are? I don't agree with that. If they're treating this like a leak, anytime it pops up on YouTube, it is taken down. The only reason Kotaku gets away with it is because it's Kotaku, and that's what they do. They, you know, handle leaks and stuff like that. So, I mean...
That's a good point, because I don't know if Leftos can back this up or not, but I think when you're developing a game, you can actually cut things in and out of the game and make different builds with or without certain
graphics. The AI. Kotaku article said that specifically, that certain AI and rebounding and collisions were turned off for the E3 demo, specifically. So, I mean, yeah. we don't know what's turned off.
What about the guys that said the Brooklyn Nets logo was not in the E3 build that was grayed out? And you couldn't, yeah. It was just text.
Yes, but also the Brooklyn Nets logo that's in the menu for what we saw in that leaked video isn't the updated 3D logo that ESPN has. It's just a flat texture.
Okay, so it's not like the other 3D logos.
No, it's not like the other 3D logos. It's a placeholder. So, I mean, I understand where people are coming from, that this is it's different than the E3 build, and I accept that. But until EA actually said that this is an early build, it's not representative. They didn't say what specifically is turned off, but they don't need to. We're the consumers, but we're not entitled to anything. There are people demanding for feature sets, for screenshots, for videos, for explanations on what the hell they've been doing with their time. And I just want to tell them they don't need to tell us anything.
Maybe they don't need to, but they're not getting themselves in a better position by not releasing any information so close to the supposed release date of October 2012. I mean, the 2K has gotten such a great advantage from being able to give us all this stuff, and we're now 5 weeks, I mean, is it 5 weeks exactly or something, from the release date, and EA hasn't given us a single piece of information.
So what?
I mean, they did the same thing in NBA Live 07. Makes them look...
And yes, and there's a terrible track record with it, but this time, you know, it's the rumors seem to be true that's, you know, digital distribution and all that fun. And if they accept the alternative role that they're not going to compete with 2K13, that they're going to be an alternative.
Which they already
to
2K13. Have accepted.
So
they've already accepted. Peter Moore said that.
So why release all this information to compete with 2K's freaking hype machine when they can just put out reviews a week before the release and then just do a quiet release and then get ready for NBA Live 14?
Good point.
I mean, we don't need this stuff, because we have to make a conscious decision before we purchase the game. I say screw that. If they're going digital distribution, there has to be a trial included with that version. So no matter what, you're going to have an opportunity to play the game if you download it. And then all you have to do is press one button and it unlocks the entire game for $15 or $20. I mean, so, they should rely on the impulse purchase, I think. They don't need to give out a bunch of hype about the game. I just say you do what they did with like NBA Unrivaled, that Konami game that came out the other year. Just throw it up on Xbox Live Arcade and PSN and let people try and buy it if they want to.
So that's their supposed aggressive marketing plan they have?
It was disruptive. Disruptive strategy of marketing.
Disruptive.
And that would definitely apply to what they're doing. They're not doing anything, and look how crazy people are over this game.
Okay, so you're saying that the fact that they've not released any information is just to get people talking about the game, and the fact that there is no information, rather than put out some information that is going to turn people
Think
off,
about it. Would
that's the plan?
there be more conversation if they really, if they were transparent and put everything on the table and said, this is where we're at right now? Do you think there would be discussion with that, or do you think there's more discussion now that there's no information, it's all speculation, and people are trying to get their opinions out?
Yeah, there's more discussion and speculation now for the wrong reasons, but there is. I mean, I
But it
agree.
still exists.
If that's EA's plan, it's worked. People are still talking about the game. People are still discussing it furiously. The leak got even the people that weren't discussing the game discussing it, even if they didn't like it. And I mean, if the single the even the single person that didn't like it, that liked it the least. The leaked video, the least. I'm betting that they're curious what Live 13 turns out to be.
But
So,
I mean, I think the
yeah.
thing that I need to clarify is that I'm not happy with this. I like screenshots, I like videos, I like trailers, I like teasers, I like previews. I want information, but I'm not going to start emailing and complaining on the forums and harassing developers to say get and demand a response. I am perfectly fine with Postgame, the developer that's on the NLSC forums, simply providing a wink to Andrew's speculation on what's going on with the whole video situation. I am perfectly fine with that. I don't like it. I really wish he would come out and, be open with us, but I'm not going to demand that from him. You know what I mean?
I agree with you.
Okay.
Because
So,
they
do
owe
you
us
think
nothing.
that
they don't.
Okay.
They owe us nothing.
Do you think that when they said that they're not going to be able to compete with 2K and that they're hoping that 2K for that Live 14 and Live 15 will be proper competitors, were they just saying that from the gameplay standpoint and the fact that they were out of the game, or is the fact that there's speculation about the game being now a DLC, a downloadable game, because of the exit button in the video? Do you think that they've gone to the pretty much the basics? Give us a really basic game for a really cheap price with a few features just to get our appetite going and release more stuff as DLC, or see if they're on the right path for Live 14 rather than release a complete game that would be, I mean, comparable to 2K13 as far as feature set went, but not as good in other
Well,
parts.
see,
What do you think?
well, you got to remember, this team has supposedly had, 6 to 8 months to actually work on the game. And that's all fine and dandy. There is a mix-up. We know the story. We know that everything was handled improperly with how the game was developed and all that fun. So, it's tough to put, but I do think that it's okay to throw out the little teaser with NBA Live 13, release it as the alternative, like I said, and then with 14, try to actually compete a little bit more. I mean, they could have the perfect EA basketball game. They could take NBA Live 10 and update it. They could take, hell, they could take NBA Live 2005, because that seems to be everyone's sweetheart, and update it to updated graphics, updated gameplay, updated, animations and everything, and it will not compete with Jay-Z and 2K13. There is nothing. They got Jay-Z, Michael Jordan, the Dream Team. There is nothing that EA can do to beat 2K13, no matter what game they bring to the table. I honestly believe that. There is nothing they can do.
Can I just say one thing I don't like from the Jay-Z integration? I mean, I don't care about the music that much and everything, but they said that Jay-Z has his fingerprints on other stuff of the game, such as the presentation. What's up with 2K13's presentation? What's up with all those logos and those curves and the gold shields and everything? Why do that?
Well, I think I mentioned it last week. I think that I just hated the little mixer sounds that come up and change the score. Like, that just pisses me off. I'm sorry. Just little things like that happen, and that should be minute, But it's kind of like the Swish thing in 2K12, where Swish only stayed up on the app video advertisements. That little mixer thing that comes up to change the score on the score bug, just bothers the hell out of me.
Yeah, they went from an authentic TNT experience, which was a major point for 2K12 with the added overlays and the commentary team being better than ever, and now they've gone to such lengths to make it such a, I don't know how to put this. Oh, okay, a rap video.
But
that was a good comment I saw.
But see, that's but this is where that EA, they left the door open for EA a little bit. That ESPN presentation is on point. That crowd,
yeah.
So that crowd noise is amazing, and the crowd's models themselves, they don't look too good, but how they react to the game, like, it's amazing in my eyes.
Yeah,
I don't agree.
You don't.
From what I saw of the actual video of Live 13. The noises that the crowd makes does not match the actual animations.
Well, yes, and I agree with that. But I mean, the noises themselves are good. They're high quality.
Oh,
they're...
they've always been good for it.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's what
for years.
Yeah.
NBA Live has been awesome. Like you open up NBA Live, even the worst games, and you feel like you're in an arena. It's always been their sound guys have always been top notch as far as recreating arena sounds. An arena atmosphere.
Yeah, but the implementation, I agree, the implementation that we saw was not ideal. Not as good, as it was in past years.
John makes a good point of the sound being really good, and Patrick makes a good point of it not matching up to the actual action, but trust me, that's a thing they could correct in very little time. I mean, making the crowd react properly to the action of the game. Once you've got the proper sound done, and once you've got the proper events in the game, it's a really easy job to do. If that was Live 13's only problem, they would be done by now. I'm sure about that. So having a good sound in the game is a really good first step towards that direction. And 2K13 is going in another direction that I don't think anybody likes.
So, I mean, going into the next year of games, I mean, I know, Pat, you're a Clippers guy. I'm a Celtics guy. Leftos, what team are you most excited to play with and against in the 2K in the 13 games?
Well, I'm a Pistons guy myself, and it's a good year to be a Piston. I mean, five guys that are in their first year in the NBA, including Drummond and Middleton and English and Singler and Kravtsov. Pistons are building a young team around some good rookies, and there's the core group of Knight, Stuckey, and Monroe to play with. Monroe was a beast in 2K12. I could do so much stuff with him, and he would improve from year to year. So I'm pretty sure I'm going to have a lot of fun playing with the Pistons in the 2K13 games. Who I'm most looking forward to playing against, even though I got some weird pleasure seeing the Lakers falter and die in the past year, the moves they've made this offseason makes them a very nice opponent to play against. I mean, the combination of Nas and Bryant and Howard, can't wait to see if I can stop that trio.
Definitely agree. Obviously, I'm going to go ahead and try the Clippers again this year. Last year was exciting with the addition of Chris Paul and all the other players. But I'm going to try them again, and I'm going to take them up against the Lakers and the Heat as soon as I get whatever game that comes out.
Well, you know, and I'm the Celtics guy, and, you know, of course I'm going to play with the Celtics. But the other team, the team that I usually play with other than the Celtics is the Grizzlies. And I loved O.J. Mayo coming off the bench and really producing for whenever I played with that team. But now he's on the Mavericks, so I kind of lost that team. So with the Celtics, with the updated roster, you know, I've done a little bit of an association with 2K12 a couple of weeks ago, and I had fun kind of blowing up that team and kind of trading for it, and then really developing Melo and Solinger to go with a couple of the other trades and everything else I've done. So, I mean, I had some fun. It's got an interesting core team with the veterans and everybody, and with all the retirements that are going to be going on. So I think it's a fun association team to kind of mess with again, like it was a couple of years ago before the Big Three. But as for the team I'm most looking forward to going against, I'm going to have to say the Heat, just because 2K's in that association, they cheated and put Ray Allen at point guard. So it was Ray Allen, Wade, LeBron, and Bosch, and then it's just such a stupid lineup that it was just so unfair to go against. And what I like about it was it made me play the game differently. There wasn't a point guard for me to guard. Everyone was a shooter, so it changed the way I had to play the game. So it'd be really interesting to bring that lineup back in 2K13 and go against it and see what happens.
You know, that's interesting because in my player game in 2K12, I'm a shooting guard, but I wanted to get traded, and I selected the Lakers and the Clippers as my two teams. I got traded to the Lakers, and instead of bumping Kobe, they put me at point guard next to him. So it was an interesting lineup with me and him as the guards backup. So I can understand what you're saying going against Ray Allen, D Wade, and LeBron. I personally, if it was up to me, I would have put D Wade at the one, or even LeBron at the one.
Yeah.
Before putting Ray Allen there.
But I mean, I ended up rage quitting that game as is, so I definitely didn't want to go against that.
So he did pretty well, didn't he?
Yeah, I got like 2 quarters in, and I was like, you know what? Screw this. This is just too much. The first play of the game was like LeBron doing a dunk with his head over the rim. And because he was just wide open, there was no one near him. And I was like, this is going to suck. Because I'm playing on Hall of Fame and I got my arcade sliders and all that fun. And it was like 30 to 5 with 3 minute quarters in the first half.
Seriously? Oh, God. No, you know what's
I see
going
why you
to
went
make
back
these.
To 2004.
Yep.
Yeah, on a more serious note, do you know what I think is going to make these matchups even more challenging and fun? The signature skills which they've previewed for 2K13. I mean, I'm not expecting anybody from the Pistons to have any kind of signature skills. I mean, if Ben Wallace was to stay with the Pistons for a year, he might have some defensive and blocking traits. Prince may get some traits because of his a huge wingspan, which we don't know if it's a factor yet, but judging by the fact that it's not mentioned in the game, I'm going with it's not a feature. So I'm guessing they'll substitute that, the lack of a proper wingspan feature, with some signature skills. While I'm expecting pretty much on the Heat, pretty much everyone on the Heat and Lakers to have 5 signature skills, which is the max they can get at one time, and just be able to kill me with all those special moves and higher probabilities.
Well, that's
going to
be a lot of fun for me once we have the Redditor and everything all set up for 2K13. When I can...
You're just going to randomize signature skills, are
no,
you?
No, well, yes, but I'm going to do it with my Hoop It Up mod, where I take generic people from the gym. And they're really terrible, but then they have these signature skills that make them better. So I'm really excited for that kind of gameplay, enhancer, I guess is the best way to put it, because it's going to allow for more personality for that player, something that missed in previous mods of that game. Excuse me, of the games of those mods.
So for those of you that have missed it, all the signature skills are going to be revealed in PAX Prime, the Penny Arcade Expo, this weekend, the 31st of August to 2nd of September. So that's something to look out for. We'll have all the scoop for you in the main page of NLC and the 2K13 forum.
As we will with every news item for 2K13 and NBA Live, and also all of the stuff we do for the community and all the community is doing for the community itself.
All right, everybody. Okay. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in for the second NLC podcast. We hope to be here next week with more information on your favorite games and what's going on with the community.
And definitely what's going to be going on with all those switch skills and any other things that will be going on.
Okay, so from me, Lestos, and Patrick, and John, this was the second NLC podcast. Hope you guys have fun, and we'll see you next week.
Take care.